Another interesting nekudah pertaining to that Fabrengen. Again, this is the first public celebration of Gimel Tammuz. The Friedrich Rebbe mentioned by that Fabrengen that being that it passed now 14 years from the first Gimel Tammuz, from Tafrish Pei Zayin, 14, Yud Dalet makes up the word Yad. And the Friedrich Rebbe described that there are three, we find in the Torah, there are three types of hands, three types of Yadis that we find concerning the Eibishter. There's the Yad HaGdeila, there's the Yad HaChazaka, the big hand, there's the strong hand. Then there's the Yad Rama, the uplifted hand of Nei Yisrael Yetzim, the Yad Rama, that's the highest level. So the Friedrich Rebbe said, we now passed the first 14 years, so we finished the era of the Yad HaGdeila. And now we're starting the Yad HaChazaka. That's what the Friedrich Rebbe said by that Fabrengen, Gimel Tammuz Tav Shin Aleph. Interesting to point out that the Rebbe himself mentioned this Sicha when it was 14 years of the Rebbe's Nesias, Tav Shin Chabdal at Yud Shvat by the Fabrengen. The Rebbe mentioned that Gimel Tammuz Tav Shin Aleph, when it was 14 years of Gimel Tammuz, the Friedrich Rebbe mentioned that there are three Yadis, Yad HaGdeila, Yad HaChazaka, and Yad HaRama. So the Rebbe says, being that we are also now 14 years, of course the Rebbe always speaks in terms, it's 14 years from Yud Shvat, the status of the Friedrich Rebbe, but of course it's 14 years of the Rebbe's Messias. 14 years, so also we finished the era of the Yad HaGdeila, and now we're going over to the era of the Yad HaChazaka. I'm sorry, we finished the Yad HaChazaka, now we're going over to the Yad HaGdeila. First it's Chazaka, then Gdeila, then Yad Ram. So the Rebbe again said this, Yud Shvat Tav Shin Chav Dalet. Now if we make a simple calculation, so on the Rebbe's Messias, obviously according to the Rebbe's own words, are divided into these categories. The first 14 years is the Yad HaChazaka. The next 14 years is the Yad HaGdeila. And the next 14 years, which is starting from Tav Shin Lamed Ches, that is the Yad HaRama. That's what B'nai Yisrael Yetzin B'Yad Rama. We all know B'Yad Rama is already referring to the Gula of B'nai Yisrael Yetzin B'Yad Rama. Taka, starting from Tav Shin Lamed Ches, the Iker, the Rebbe Shturim in Mashiach, is Taka always. But Be'ein HaReich, when you start looking from, it's divided in these three categories, these three sections, it started Be'ikir from Tav Shin Lamed Ches. The Tav Shin Mems was Be'ikir, we want Mashiach now, Tzibas Hashem, which was founded for the purpose of we want Mashiach now. And all the Sichas about Mashiach and so on, of course, as we get later in the Mems, and Tav Shin Nun, and Aleph Nevei, certainly, where we are completing that cycle, that last cycle of 14 years. So that certainly we see it, that I've already said, Igiyaz Mandalachim, we've completed Aveda, we polished the buttons, everything's been finished, Kol HaKol HaKitzin, Kipshutei Mamish, and so on. Now Mamish does have to be ready to be Mekabel Pnei Mashiach. So in other words, that level, that section, that era, finishes Takin Tav Shin Nun Beis. And once we finish that era, we finish Kol HaGimel Yadis, as the three can ever describe them, the three, when we finish all the three hands, we come to a level which is even higher than the Gimel Yadis. That's the level that it says pertaining to Mashiach. Yadim, the Nisa, the Gavim, the Eid. The Eid is higher than all the Yadim. As this explains what is the union of Eid, Yadim, the Nisa, the Gavim, Eid. So Taka, once we finish all the Yadis, and specifically the last Yad, which is the Yad, the Iker of Nesal Yitzim, Yad Rama, so with Taka holding the level of Yadim, the Nisa, the Gavim, Eid, which our whole Aveda now is, just to be Mekabel Pnei Mashiach, the Pale Mamash, as the Rebbe indicated in that era, that the only thing left to do now, the Aveda Yechidish Shanesim, is to be Mekabel Pnei Mashiach.